This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We keep a close eye on the affordability of housing nationwide. Today, a story from Texas, where landlords can legally discriminate against low-income people trying to rent using federal vouchers. From KERA in Dallas, Christopher Connolly reports.
All Linda Kenner wants is a quiet place to live in a nice neighborhood without a lot of stairs. Sitting in a booth at a busy fast food restaurant, she says she's called dozens of places over several months, but conversations with leasing agents always end the same way when she tells them she has a housing voucher.
They'll say, "Oh, no, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I've gotten so many of those, so many." And I said, "I don't know what to do."
Kenner is 67 years old, has a fixed income, and her voucher is supposed to help her move to an area with low poverty and good infrastructure.
I feel like I'm being rejected and denied housing, and it's very hurtful. It hurts me, and I'm pretty sure it hurts anyone else who's in my position that's searching.
In some states, it's illegal for landlords to discriminate against voucher holders. In Texas, it's not. In 2015, the legislature here actually made it illegal for cities to punish landlords for this kind of discrimination. The result, says Ann Lott from the Inclusive Communities Project, is that more than 90% of landlords in the Dallas-Fort Worth area refuse to take housing vouchers.
The only access that most voucher holders have are with the units that are available in some of the high poverty, high minority areas.
Lott used to run Dallas's Housing Authority. She says voucher holders are often limited to housing developments built with federal tax credits, but these are also concentrated in Black neighborhoods and high poverty areas. Lott says decades of segregation and resistance from residents have stopped this subsidized housing from being built in wealthier, whiter areas. Now, Dallas is rewriting its housing policy with a focus on racial equity.
I'm hopeful that things are changing.
Guardedly hopeful, though, because she's seen the city announce new directions before. I'm Christopher Connolly for Marketplace.